He loved, and animals loved him. Children loved, I mean, in a very unusual way, you know. We had a parrot, you know. We call it Mitu. In fact, any parrots are called Mitu, like you say Polly, right? Mm-hmm. Any parrot known as Polly, we say Mitu. So this Mitu was a she parrot. I tell you, she was the funniest parrot you could ever meet. She had a beak that looked like a red nose. Very clumsy, very she made eyes like this at everything. If she wanted something, if she was greedy, she showed it. If she wanted something, you knew it, you know. She wasn't subtle at all. You know. She must have been an Irani. So, Baba, if one of us, and I took her on the shoulder, she loved being on the shoulder, this big hulk of a parrot. And then you chew a bit of chapati, bread or something, and turn to her. So she would lean over and gently take from your mouth that chewed bread, and she would eat it. But with Baba, she would do differently. She would sit here, and Baba would chew chapati, bread, something, and put it out and say, okay. And she, as if she knew that this is from Baba, not just from anyone else, she would be trembling, you know, trembling with the privilege and the emotion of it. And she would lean forward. I tell you, it was worth seeing. It was like seeing a play in the stage. She would go forward. Oh, I can't believe this. Oh, and so gently trembling, she would take it from Baba's mouth every time. We'd be amazed. She does that with us. She didn't do that with us.